welcome to Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages. I am Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
Well, sisters, it's great to be with you this week. You listeners, you don't know this, but Taylor's very spooky right now.
Yes, it's very spooky to look at. Spooky.
I'm really sorry about that. I'm recording a spooky, neat episode later, like the video part, so I like was waiting for us to get started the podcast, but needed to put my makeup on. It's just, you're just recording with a ghoul.
You're terrifying right now. It's very unsettling. I don't know if I'm going to make it through the entire show.
I might have to run away.
Yes.
just keep laughing, like close up to the camera. Ha ha ha.
Oh no.
It is a good effect.
You should have just gotten on Skype and when we were like, whoa, Tay.
Just not said just anything about
it. What?
What are you talking about?
I didn't want to do that to you because I love you both, right. And I just didn't. The initial reaction was enough, and I'm like, I don't want to scare them.
It was scary.
I scare myself looking at my little picture. I'm like, oh, this is what I'd look like if I was a possessed zombie. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of troubling experiences,
I laugh because I know what you're going to say.
This transition, though, okay.
Riley had a tailgate party. Well, mm-hmm. She didn't like host it.
I didn't host it.
But her group, her gang, her
nope.
posse, her
do you
my
do you have
scholarship
a gang, a posse,
program?
Or... Oh, okay.
You're
a scholarship posse.
Yeah.
Your troop.
My troop, I guess.
Your squad.
My society.
Squad,
my
squad. Right? That's
yeah.
Squad.
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 Squad. Squad.
Yep.
They had a tailgate at the college, not high school. That'd be weird.
I'm not in high school anymore,
no,
Sid.
That would be a weird one.
You all right? You all right tonight,
students,
Sid?
It's so late.
It's even 8 o'clock yet.
I got up really early. The college students had a tailgate at a high school football game. It was really weird. No, it was at the college football game because that makes more sense. And I went to it.
You did?
Yes. I haven't been to a tailgate in so long.
Yeah, it was a lot of, there was, they made like hibachi style food, like mm-hmm. fried rice and shrimp and salmon, and
they like fried
Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, they took Krispy Kreme donuts yeah. and then stuck them on a big griddle thing and
with
like
butter,
with tons of butter.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, I mean it was good. The tailgate food, the beer selection was bad, but like I guess I should have seen that.
Guess
coming.
You probably should have seen that coming.
Wait, were you really yeah. going to like a it tailgate was... for like a good craft beer option?
It'd been a while since Sydney had been to a college tailgate.
I opened up the
you
cooler
should be happy
and I was like, Miller?
Look, if all of the alcohol wasn't in Jell-O form, that's a win.
I mean, it wasn't in... I would have taken a Jell-O shot, honestly.
You would have taken a claw.
I would have taken a claw. There were
oh,
no
man.
Claws.
What was,
there
were no claws.
E. Warren said what kind of her favorite beer. What was it? It was Michelob Ultra. And I was like, I support you in so many ways, but what?
Don't.
No.
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 That's a tailgate beer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Liz, listen. I know you must listen to our podcast, Liz.
Right.
I love you, but please let me introduce you to some other beers. Yeah.
Yes.
I have a wide selection you may enjoy.
Yeah.
You can pick. I'll still vote for you, but please could you try some new beers. But anyway,
can you please just spam Elizabeth Warren with your beer recommendations for the next week, because I would love that personally. Just
very kindly and gently, here are some better beer recommendations.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
But while we were at the tailgate, the weirdest thing happened.
Yes, they filmed, they didn't actually, but they filmed what seemed to have been Bring It On 3 in front of our tailgate.
I looked up and there were cheerleaders, like the
opposing team's cheerleaders.
Yeah, that were like infiltrating our tailgate, which is fine. Like,
there were some supporters of the tailgate next to ours that were there for the rival, and they were doing their cheers, and they're from Ohio, so they're doing the whole OHIO thing. Like, okay, I get it.
That's all nice, and there's plenty of donuts to go around. I don't, you know, you can be from the other
right.
team.
But then the Marshall cheerleaders showed up
yep.
and they were also doing cheers, but they were right there next to them.
And then they like squared off.
They like did cheers back and forth. right in front of our tailgate. Like, one would do a cheer, then the other did a cheer.
And this was like, okay, you have to understand. I know you're like, oh, it's a football game. Why is this so weird? Well, it's, so the parking lot is giant.
Yeah.
People are tailgating everywhere. They're not just tailgating in, like, the parking lot of the football stadium. All of the local parking lots convert to tailgating. Like, half the city is tailgating space during a football game here in Huntington. Yeah. I mean, that's the way it works. So, like, there were so many places with so many excited fans that they could have been...
They picked the nerd tailgate.
Yeah, they picked the nerd tailgate where we're all standing there going... What is happening?
No one is cheering along with them. No, it seemed very genuine. It seemed like they were genuinely having a cheer battle.
It was. It was a cheer off.
And I think we lost because the other team had megaphones, and we didn't.
It was, but this is like an actual short film. Like, this is a thing that's going to be out there one day. I just want to know so I can like find it, so I can see you all in the background, being like, what?
I mean, I took a video on my phone, just like, I don't know what's happening.
You really did. It was like a bunch of uncomfortable looking nerds standing there going, are they upset?
Yeah.
Do we need to participate?
We just couldn't figure out, are they actually mad? Are they actually fighting? Is this a fun thing?
Did you offer them some dip? Like, hey, don't fight about it. Look, there's enough for all of us.
I think donuts were being offered. Yeah. The donut tray guy was offering donuts far and wide.
To everyone.
To all. Wow. All cheerleaders are welcome to eat these donuts. You may resume cheering elsewhere.
What happened to the losing team? Did they like wail in shame and what happened?
Their ponytails were chopped off.
Oh no!
They rent their pom poms.
No, they all still had very high ponies. They had bows. They had pom poms, and then they all took one big group cheerleader picture.
I need so much more information about this that I don't think either of you have, and I understand that. But what?
It was like they were making the rounds, which I didn't know they did. But it's like the cheerleaders from both teams make the rounds around the tailgates and like find the tailgates that are for them and cheer with them, like take pictures or whatever. But they both were on their past, and this is the first time they'd ever met each other in person. They're like, "Well, I don't know how to communicate with another cheerleader besides with cheers, so I guess this is what we have to do."
It was like we were witnessing like roaming wild bands of cheerleaders out in the jungle, and they encountered each other, and these were their like,
these are their stories.
This is and how you did,
and you didn't lend them your power. You abstained, and that's why they lost.
Because they came to the nerd tailgate.
And I mean, of course, like because we are the nerd tailgate. Like I'm standing there, like boy, crazy boy.
We were like, who are the sharks cool and who are the jets? When are they gonna start snapping?
Oh no.
And wow. I was not the only one making a musical joke.
There were many.
Well,
anyway,
you just need to have a little sign up outside of your tailgate next time. Like, don't have your cheer battle here. We're not going to do anything.
We will. I guarantee you it's not out of malice. We don't know the appropriate thing to do in this situation.
I have never been so close to a cheerleader in my whole life.
We will stand here awkwardly, unsure of how to appreciate, participate, support.
And we'll like kind of yell along like when you say the name of the school, like we know that one.
When a safari encounters a giraffe in the wild and everybody just kind of like, I love it, it's beautiful, but don't get too close. Like you're just like leaning away like, oh no, it's a cheerleader.
Don't get too close.
We're all just standing there going, just do the we are. We know that one. They didn't do the we are. I don't know what to do.
And then some random woman tried to start the we are and no one joined.
No.
We all were in shock.
Anyway.
Well, this sounds like I don't know. That's awkward. That's just an awkward episode. Well, all right.
Then we lost the football game.
Oh, well.
Oh, man.
Because you didn't help your cheerleaders.
Yep.
I think it was our fault. Man, we got smooshed.
Yeah.
You didn't compete. You didn't complete the cheerleader ritual of support. That's why. You get smooshed when you don't do that.
Hi, welcome to this week's football episode with Still Buffering, I guess.
Cheerleaders are the witchy coven that protects the football players' wins. That's what they do. They chant.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, they have. They have,
I would
have
become a cheerleader if I didn't know.
Ritualistic
that.
Garb. They do chants. They invoke energy from other people. You did not support the coven of cheerleaders of your team. You deserve the L.
We let them down.
We do.
It was all on the Jaegers.
Oh, what?
The Jaegers let them all down.
The nerds apologize.
Support your Wiccan cheerleaders in the future, please. Yeah.
Chuck Jaeger would be so disappointed.
Chuck Jaeger would be so disappointed.
He'd be so disappointed. You were not, what is it? Excellence? Something about excellence?
I don't know.
That's your motto? I forget.
I guess. I don't know.
Something about excellence. Anyway.
Something about excellence. Let's move on.
You know what would be a great opportunity for me to suggest great beers to Elizabeth Warren?
What?
If I won that contest that she has where if you enter and, I don't know, maybe donate to the campaign, probably. I assume probably. That's
you don't have, it doesn't cost anything. No.
Oh, nope. You don't have to donate. Never mind. Misinformation.
Sydney just did anyways.
Didn't mean to spread. I did donate. But you don't have to, but you can enter to win, like, have a beer with Liz Warren. I need to enter that contest, and then if I win, I can be like, but I get to pick the beer.
I pick the beer.
I get to order. I have one stipulation.
Would you really face to face with Liz Warren be like, I am choosing your beer? Would
no.
you? I want to.
No,
Sydney would drink a Mick Ultra.
I don't know that I could go that far.
You would. If Elizabeth,
I am what I am.
Hey, if Elizabeth Warren handed you a beer, you would drink it.
Well.
Yeah, I'll drink a Michelob Ultra for Liz
Warren.
Warren
seems like the.
Yeah.
Yes, but I think Elizabeth Warren seems like the kind of person that would ask me what kind of beer I like first.
Yeah. I think that's true. I do hope that it could be a pop. Riley, will you please start the college drinking game of, well, no, you're underage, but when you're old enough, of drink a Michelob Ultra for Liz Warren. A YouTube challenge, even. Let's do that.
Yeah, we'll just watch like old like DNC debates, like primary debates, every time she speaks.
It's a Mick Ultra. Yep.
Yep.
So contests.
Yes.
that's. I did the whole transition, and then nobody took the bait. So there.
I didn't know we were going to make it clear it was a transition. I thought we were just going to make it smooth this time and not bring attention to it.
When you're a child, when you're young at heart or at age.
What is wrong with you tonight? I don't understand what happened to my sister.
You don't have money.
My intelligent, articulate, eloquent sister.
When you are babby, sometimes contest.
Yes. That's the thing. That was it, Tay. Good job.
You're welcome.
I am on hospital service. I've been getting up so early, and my baby doesn't sleep at night. I don't think I've slept in 2 weeks.
All right. Anyway, okay.
So, I apologize. But yes, right. Contest.
So, Bappy contest.
I was not... it's funny because as we started talking about like, oh, we should talk about like, oh, like enter to win things and sweepstakes things and all that stuff, like back in our day, super toy run adjacent type things. And I was like, well, you know, that's a cool idea. I didn't enter a lot myself. I was aware of them, but I didn't enter a lot. And Riley was like, oh, I was always.
Yeah.
Apparently our youngest sister was super into these things.
Yeah. I didn't know that was even a thing in your generation. Tell me more.
Oh, yeah. They had, like, there was one I remember was very popular because no one was really sure if anyone ever won it or not. It was, like, a Danimals contest.
What?
Where if you bought, like, the little Danimals, and then if you got a certain one and, like, entered the code online, then you got to win a trip to go hang out with Zach and Cody. And I remember I never really liked Danimals that much because I never really liked yogurt or anything adjacent to yogurt. But that was the one time where I was like really wanted mom and dad to get me a lot of Danimals so I could win to go see Zach and Cody.
So Danimals are bongos is what we call them in this house because they have a monkey named Bongo on them.
Yes.
And they
like the little yogurt drinks.
Yeah. They still do a contest like that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not to meet Zach and Cody.
No, Zach and Cody kind of. Broke the band up.
I love the idea that they would buy like they would agree to like a 30-year contract for that. Like, We still have to meet children.
Every year for the rest of our lives, we will continue to take money from Danimals, and we will in return meet one child every year.
I like the kid doesn't even understand. Like, I don't know who these people, who are these old men? Like, what am I doing?
I don't want to meet Zach and Cody, Mommy. I don't want to meet them.
I just wanted to eat my yogurt. What?
They do it, though. Now it's if you get a golden bongo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
You. So it's Willy Wonka.
Yeah, I know. That's
I've got a golden bongo.
Do you know how many times I have stood in Kroger and sung that? Because Charlie's like, can we get bongos to see if I get a golden one? And I have to be like, well, of course, I've got a golden bongo. And if you get a golden bongo,
you get to meet Zach and Cody.
Oh, now it's a trip to Disney.
Disney World.
Hey, Zach and Cody. That's called an upgrade. Sorry.
Yeah. Now, I will say, when I was younger, I would have rather hung out with Zach and Cody for a day.
Than a trip to Disney World?
Yes.
No.
They promised to take you on set of Zach and Cody and take their picture with you and hang out with you and sign stuff for you. I would have lost my mind.
Do you think contests like that, because, like, I guess it's a drinkable yogurt is what we're talking about, in case you're not familiar with the Danimal.
Which is why I hate it, because just listen to that phrase you just said.
I know. I mean, I've tasted them. They don't taste bad, but, like, the idea of drinking the yogurt as opposed to just, like, I'd rather eat yogurt, it's weird for me. But kids love that kind of thing. Like, they love weird stuff like that. I wonder if that kind of idea with food is has gone away. I don't see that as much anymore because it's kind of whack.
Just like if you don't need a utensil to consume it, it just comes in a tube. Like, yeah, that's fine.
Like go-go.
Yeah, that's like, totally cool to go away forever.
To incentivize kids to like get these treats and eat them as fast as possible so your parents have to buy more so you can hopefully get the one that wins the contest is not a healthy thing.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, there's some kid out there just pounding like Danimals, just like, I gotta win.
I would never suggest that a food product could give you diarrhea, but I would think that if you drank enough.
Hold on.
your GI tract is so full of healthy flora that it's just like whoop, it's a slippy slide.
You all are on the same wavelength right now on this wild journey that I did not think any of these sentences were going to go on. And I just can't. I need a minute to follow where you all are going. Because this is not where I. Since when is this a poop podcast? Since when are those the jokes we make?
I'm just saying that you gotta be careful with your probiotics. You can't colonize your colon.
We hit this window in between like late night recording and middle of the day recording where both are usually pretty good. It's like middle of the evening and you like, I don't understand what's happening. Taylor has spooky makeup on. Sydney can't form sentences.
Look,
Sydney's talking about diarrhea and never talks about poop.
All I'm gonna say is we're worried about like Riley when you turn 20. This is not our tagline is no longer I am a teenager and I was too. So maybe don't over colonize your colon is a good follow up.
This has been Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages. Don't over colonize your colon. See you next week.
I think that has a good sound to it.
I'm not a teenager and I must poo.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh, niche poo podcast. The Poocast.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't pound a whole like six pack of Danimals in one sitting.
Fair.
That's all I'm saying.
You know someone has.
I'm sure. It's been a kid who's like, Mom, we're out of bongos. I know you just bought them, but we need more.
In the store on the way to the checkout, like, Mom, we gotta go get another pack. None of them were golden. I already ate all of them.
Oh no. I don't remember a lot of. I'm sure there were like endless food centric sweepstakes.
Yeah,
there had to have been the one that I and it wasn't a sweepstakes or an enter to win, but it was like a food incentive contest sort of thing. Was like the reading thing, the Pizza Hut books. I don't remember what it was called. You read enough books and you prove it to Pizza Hut and then they give you a pizza.
Or like you prove your grades with your report card to Billy Bob's and they give you a few free tokens.
Yeah.
See, yeah. I think those at least are good because it's like, okay, like you get good grades, you get a pizza. Like that's good, right? We're incentivizing reading. That's always really important.
I guess. I mean, you read a bunch of books and they're like, here's this small pizza for you. It was a personal pan. So here's this tiny pizza in exchange for all those books.
I mean, I think if you can turn knowledge into pizza, then that's still always working in your favor.
See, well, that's fair. Ours was just if you got enough accelerated reader points, you got to go to the skating rink for a day. And I hated skating. So I read the books, but I just skipped school the day they went to go to roller skating.
Oh, I remember those too. We had the same thing. Like the roller parties, if you you read enough and didn't have violations, it was like, that's the punishment for me.
Yeah, really. I hate skating. Why you would do this to me?
Because I sat still and very safely read books. You're going to make me weaponize myself to myself on wheels and spin around among social occurrences? No, that's a nightmare. That's why I read books.
Please, no.
Don't you know I come from the Smurl clan? We are the people of the weak ankles.
We all have weak ankles. I said that to one of my roommates the other night, and she said, why do you talk like you're an 80-year-old woman?
We do have
weak ankles. And I said, I do have weak ankles.
We have weak ankles. And that flat-ish is ish feet.
Have you heard of the Achilles heel? This is the Smurl ankle.
It's quite weak.
It's made of hollow reeds.
And skiing and snowboarding and ice skating.
Yeah.
All of them.
We've barely even scratched the surface of fun sweepstakes. But before we talk about any more,
let's check the group message. Sisters, this week Still Buffering is supported in part by HelloFresh. We've talked about HelloFresh before, but I want to talk about them again.
Yum.
Because, exactly. Sydney, delicious. Right. My articulate sister.
Yum.
HelloFresh gives you everything that you need to get a wow-worthy dinner, from step-by-step ingredients to pre-measured ingredients. Sorry, step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients. It's like, let me teach you how to use celery on the table in just like 30 minutes, which is amazing. Not everyone has time to sit down and, you know, make a dinner that takes a long time, and this one only takes 30 minutes for your whole fam. And there's something for everyone. They have family recipes to calorie smart and vegetarian, and fun menu series like Hall of Fame and Kraft Burgers if you want, you know, something a little fancier. And you can add extra meals to your weekly order, as well as yummy add-ons like garlic bread and cookie dough.
Please
eat the heck out of garlic bread and cookie dough.
Please bake the cookie dough into cookies before you eat it.
Right.
That
guess
was
that's
my PSA.
I guess that's what you're supposed to do. It's not fun. Yep. It's not fun, though.
Yeah.
Taylor, so if our listeners want to check out HelloFresh, what should they do?
Well, you can get a total of $80 off in your first month. So that's $20 off your first four boxes if you visit HelloFresh.com/StillBuffering80 and enter promo code StillBuffering80. That's HelloFresh.com/StillBuffering80. That promo code again is StillBuffering80, and you can get $80 off your first month off your first four boxes. Do it and have some good food and cook your cookie dough.
Yeah.
Still Buffering is also supported this week by Dashlane. Now, I got a lot of irons in the fire, and I got a lot of passwords in my computer.
Okay.
I got a lot of, like, secret data that I don't want anybody else to access, and the best way to do that is with the super secure password. And the problem for me is that I'm not going to remember what password goes with what thing. And I also have a lot of trouble coming up with the things. They need all the, like, they need the numbers and they need the characters and they need the capital letters. Mm-hmm. And you got to remember where you put them all. And I am bad at that. And as a result, I have been guilty in the past of not properly securing my data. I mean, I've never had, like, a breach. But, it could have happened.
It probably should have happened to you by this point. I'm surprised that it wasn't.
It should have. I mean, I was one of those.
Just based off of how weak your and typical your passwords were.
And I use the same one for everything.
Don't say that out loud.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. Because.
Dashlane.
Yes.
There's a password management app that solves all your how-to password problems by keeping all your online information safe, secure, encrypted, and easy to access. Dashlane will generate passwords for you that are ultra secure. And they will also remember them
in a secret password vault that only you can unlock. And they will seamlessly autofill all your login information, syncing automatically across all of your devices, and even store payment details. So you don't have to remember this stuff. You don't have to worry. You can use the really secure passwords and know that Dashlane's going to take care of it for you. And if you want to try Dashlane, Taylor, where should you go?
You should go to Dashlane.com/stillbuffering, and you can get Dashlane free on your first device. And also, as a special offer for Still Buffering fans, we're offering a 30-day free trial of Dashlane Premium, which includes VPN, dark web monitoring, and more. So if you like it, use code STILLBUFFERING at checkout, save 10% on your premium subscription.
So, Taylor, you mentioned when we were reminiscing about sweepstakes of your one that you, the only one you participated in, and I had forgotten about this, but please refresh our memories.
Well, during Spoopy Time, which we're in, Nickelodeon had a televised sweepstakes, which was, gosh, so basically you would enter and you'd give them your name and your phone number, and they would randomly call people. And if you answered the phone with Nick or Treat, you would win. I think the top prize was a copy of 13 Dead and Drive, the board
That's
game.
That's a great prize.
It's a great prize. It's a really cool game. You just, I don't know, you just move around a game board and try to kill each other. But
we have a copy now. We play it with Charlie. She loves it. Yeah.
Oh, you spend so much time just setting up the traps in that game, but it's still a quality game.
Like mousetrap,
yeah. It's like a better designed mousetrap because nobody could get the traps in mousetrap to work.
That's true.
It's like mousetrap, but with the thing that mousetrap was always lacking: murder,
and fancy mustaches.
Murder and fancy mustaches.
Yes. Yes. When everything is always lacking.
Yeah. So everything is better with that. But the problem was that meant that every time somebody called the house in October, I had to run to the phone and say, "Nick or Treat," and they're like, is Tom there? Is Barry there? Hello?" And it was like a Nickelodeon campaign to make children like be able to have like phone conversational skills. I don't know.
That's why no one answers the phone anymore. That's why no one wants to talk on the phone.
That sweepstakes would never work in modern day.
Nickelodeon gave us all trust issues.
No, it wouldn't. And you know, it's funny. The only reason it's as fun as it was, the reason that the stakes were higher is because we didn't have cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were having to answer the same phone upon which people were going to call your parents.
Yep.
With Nick or Treat. It wouldn't have been as funny in a cell phone
age
because, you know, I mean, who cares? Like, you answer Nick or Treat and then your friend's like, "What?" And you're like, "Oh, I'm just trying to win a copy of 13 Dead and Dying." It's no big deal.
And it wasn't like because that's the thing. We're not gonna give you like $10,000. We're giving you a board game that costs $13.99 at your
that you
like,
could go to the Target right now and buy.
But you can give up for free. I just am really sad at the idea that there was some kid out there whose parent answered the phone and they were like, "Hello, this is the blah 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 residence." They're like, "Oh, this is Nickelodeon trying to award your child with the honor of a free copy of a board game, but you didn't say the right words." And that kid and that parent probably have issues to this day.
They never spoke again.
No.
Oh, man. Can you imagine how mad you would have been?
Oh, I would have been furious.
We got weirdest call, Taylor.
It was from this person saying they were Nickelodeon?
It was
wanting
so
to give
strange.
You a board game?
I just would have gone upstairs, I would have packed the suitcase, and I would have walked out the door.
Taylor, is this one of your anime things?
If I can't Nick or Treat here, I cannot exist.
You know, I am realizing as we're talking about this, something that I think is maybe the modern day equivalent for us older teens and young adults that I didn't even think about. And that's YouTubers and Instagrammers, like influencers who are popular, who do giveaways.
That's true.
Where you like... I actually just entered one recently. I didn't win, but I watched this guy on YouTube. His name is Brad Mondo, and he does like hair. He's a hairstylist, and he does hairdresser reacts videos, but he also does like how to take care of your hair and all that kind of stuff. And he had a giveaway where if you like posted about him and like watching his videos or whatever, like shared one of his videos, then he would pick one person to fly out to his hairstyling studio and give them a makeover for free and make a video with you and like do your hair and everything. But there are also YouTubers who, like, every back to school season, there are a bunch who give away laptops or school supplies.
Oh, that's cool.
There's one YouTuber I watch who actually does a tuition giveaway every year where she pays someone's tuition once a year, which is cool. But yeah, I guess it's kind of the same thing. They're always like, share my video or share my post or subscribe to my YouTube channel. And if you do, then maybe you'll win. But those are ones, you know, people actually win. The ones when I was younger and it was like, did anyone ever win a trip to see Zach and Cody? I don't know if anyone ever won that.
I mean, that was like that sort of plays into like McDonald's monopoly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody ever won that because that person was like stealing all the pieces or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that story? It's what you always kind of suspected with the McDonald's monopoly. Like nobody's winning.
Right.
Nobody. There's no way anybody's winning this.
Yeah.
Like when you order a large coffee at Dunkin' and you peel off the little tab and sometimes you get a free coffee, and but most of the time you don't.
Mm. I don't even know if I knew how to enter, because we didn't have, I guess we had a KB Toys. But anyway, the Super Toy Run, the toys, that was Toys R Us. Toys R Us
I've heard
Super
about
Toy
this.
Run.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the... That was the best one.
Cause you, what was it? What was the time limit on that?
It was just like 2 minutes.
So I was going to say a minute or 2 minutes.
Wasn't it?
Was it really that little? Like a minute? Like what can you do in a minute?
I thought it was like two.
It's got to be a couple minutes at least.
But it was the Toys R Us Super Toy Run. They give you a very small amount of time. And then you run around the store and get as many toys as you could. And I'm sure there was a way to enter this contest. Probably in the store. I don't think we got a Toys R Us until I was older. All we had was the KB Toys. Mm-hmm. I don't think we had Children's Palace. That was a beautiful toy store.
Man, I found a great article just entitled, I Got Four Bikes. And then the subtitle is, Two Nickelodeon Super Toy Run Winners Reminisce 20 Years Later.
I mean, I guess
KB did sponsor it.
I was going to say, KB Toys definitely did one. I remember that.
Ah, okay, good. I thought that I was making stuff up.
No,
KB did definitely do that.
It's
as
5 minutes.
As
okay, because that's the thing. But the thing there is that KB Toys was small. The Toys R Us is big. And I definitely remember, like, as a child, walking around the KB Toys and plotting my course. Like, but where would I go? Like, what would I do? What would I take from first if I got 5 minutes here?
Sometimes you would see kids in, like, the commercials for it grabbing giant stuffed animals. And I was always like, why?
Right?
What are you even... Why?
Oh, man. There was one year where they sent the winner to Hawaii to do the super toy run, but every other year they sent them to the Mall of America.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. I want to know, like, because that four bikes thing makes me think that some kid was like, look, if I'm going to win this, what I'm going to do is get just the most expensive stuff
and then sell it.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to try to, no, this is about money, because that's going to equal enough to buy way more stuff.
What I love, though, is that this is like pre-internet. So if you're a kid and you're thinking like, I'm going to sell it, I'm going to get four bikes and I'm going to sell three bikes. You're like taking an ad out in the classifieds.
Yeah, I got three bikes.
Or to your friends, like at school, like you're gonna go around and hand out your like homemade business card. Like they call me Three Bike Steve because I got three bikes to sell. Like who wants a bike?
I like that, like the letdown of the people running the KB Toy Run when that kid just walks over to like that expensive like toy, that one, and just puts like 20 in the cart. It's like, ha ha, resale value.
This is okay. Wait, this is too accurate to what I'm reading. This is something our dad would say. This one kid is saying that they were looking at the toys ahead of time when they had to do like some commercial filming and stuff. Uh-huh. And his dad said, you should get this giant Barney plush doll that was 4 feet tall. And that's the only toy you should get because you won't be able to carry anything else. And he said, why? And he said, because it's $500. So you should just get that. It's like, why? So you can just sell the one giant Barney plush toy
for $450 and you make $450.
Oh, That's more of the supermarket sweep approach to the super toy
right.
run, well, where it's like you just run to the aisle with the giant hams.
And that's apparently coming back, though, right?
Yes.
I was watching like a, I don't know where I went on like an internet troll where I was just watching videos of supermarket sweep. And I don't know what it says. Like the things that people always go for are like ham and diapers. Like that's what you got to get if you want to make that money. Ham and diapers.
Yeah.
The giant hams, the giant fancy cheeses, and also like the giant salamis, like the huge tubes of meat. Lots of giant meat.
That was a dream. Like the idea of just running through a supermarket and be like, like it's all mine.
You know what they didn't go for? And like, now granted, this was like supermarket, so it was a lot more food. It was like Mega Mart has all of the other products, that, you know, like food adjacent kind of thing. But like now, I would go for the razors.
Oh, razors are expensive.
Crazy they expensive. Are expensive. I would just like clear the Venus section.
Yeah. Well, I think any sort of, honestly, any women focused products, like, ha, female upcharge, working in my favor, finally.
I found the box. I'd seen it on the internet, and I didn't think it. This is a slight tangent. I saw this on a post on the internet, and I didn't believe it. Mm-hmm. There was a green box that said laxative, and it was, I don't remember, like $2.99. And then there was a pink box that said women's laxative, and it was like $4.99. And they were comparing the ingredients, and it was identical.
Mm-hmm.
It was identical. I believe that. I believe that.
Yeah.
I found it. And it's true.
Really?
I found it. I swear to you. We were at the store and I saw the two boxes and I was like, I have to price compare and ingredient compare. This can't be. It's totally true.
Wow.
Same number of pills, same dose, same everything. Pink box, women's laxative. And I'm going to tell you.
Pink tax.
Yeah. A laxative is, we're talking about poop again. It's going to, a laxative is going to make you poop whether the box is pink or green.
Back to away from poop.
Away from poop.
My thinking with these types of things was always like there was one winner because they didn't want to spend a ton of money on it, or like the super toy run, things like that. It was probably like there were a lot of rules, right? Because they didn't want to just give away toys. And I was not familiar with this until we talked about it, so I have been reading about it as we've been talking. And they told these kids, they interviewed two of them that won, anything that fell on the floor was as good as being in a cart. So if you knocked it onto the floor, you got to take it. You told them ahead of time how many carts you wanted everywhere, and as soon as you filled up another one, they would bring you another one. So you could have as many carts as you wanted. And the reason this guy got four bikes was because they just had the names of the things on big cardboard tags, because one kid couldn't carry a bike by himself. Mm-hmm. So you could just grab all the cardboard tags for the big items that you couldn't carry. And he just put four of the big cardboard tags in one buggy, and they were all for bikes.
But wait, if whatever falls on the floor is yours, I feel like I just would have like said, forget this cart, and just run down the aisles with my arms out, just knocking everything off.
Just knocking everything down.
Like that part in Frozen when Elsa's singing Let It Go, and she goes running.
And the ice and stairs just form around her.
Everything is falling on the ground.
Knocking toys and shelves around me.
I wish that video existed of just a kid in the 90s just like running through like, yes, everything that touches the ground is mine.
They have videos of these kids during their super toy run on YouTube. You can watch of their full thing.
Just running down the aisle,
knocking stuff on the ground.
Live forever.
It's like, you don't need a cart for that. Oh my gosh. Just anarchy.
The feeling those kids, like the jealousy from the kids in their classes at school.
There's got to be nothing like that, man.
I mean, how do you live a better life than that moment, though? Like, you have that and you're like, well.
You peak right then.
That's it. Like, I am on camera. Just
the life is downhill from
there. Stealing rampantly.
Yeah, really. It is just filmed legal thievery.
I don't know why I never entered that, because I would never have entered any of the like contests or sweepstakes where you could like meet celebrities. That would have totally freaked me out.
Oh, I would have done. I mean, I did that.
I mean, I haven't entered that thing to have a beer with Liz Warren, but like I would do that. But like I don't, as a kid, like celebrities, I wouldn't have known. And I knew like I wouldn't have known what to say.
Yeah,
I would have like stood there with like the New Kids on the Block going like. This is weird. I'm 7. I mean, that would have been it, right?
This is weird. I'm 7.
Why did I even enter this contest? This seems very strange.
Just crying and being very self-aware. The new kids on the block are just like, man, why'd you get us this bogus kid?
I feel like most of them.
Why are we meeting a 7-year-old?
Most of them, they were like, you had to be 13, right? Or yeah, something like probably. That, 12. But I mean, how would they have known? So you sign up and they're like, yeah, I'm secretly I have 8,
an ID.
But I'm 13. And then you show up.
13.
And they're just like, why is this child here? Why is this 8-year-old here?
The closest I ever came, I was asking Mom, I was like, do you remember me ever entering any of these contests? She's like, no, you were never into that, but you did order sea monkeys from a comic book once.
You got to meet
yeah,
those
that's
sea monkeys.
Same thing.
I did. I had those sea monkeys in my room forever. Those things don't die.
They are.
What are they?
Shrimp.
Little brine shrimp.
Oh, see, I never knew what they were.
Yeah.
That's a.
They were there for a long time. Yeah. I mean, I assume they do die, but they were there for a long
time.
Oh, no,
they definitely died, Sid. I remember your dead sea monkeys because they just continued to sit in your window so long after they were dead.
So maybe they
they're
actually...
still in Sydney's new home that she just moved into a week ago. She has moved the dead sea monkeys. Like,
maybe they actually did die really quickly and I just didn't know. Oh. Maybe that's what my little kid brain didn't know.
I remember like looking in horror at your dead sea monkeys with like a thin green layer of filth on the top of their water. Like, well, that's they're dead.
Delightful.
It's gonna keep happening.
Delicious.
I never got any more.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you could raise children, but I'd never have another sea monkey again, please.
No, I'm good with kids, but not with sea monkeys or plants.
I don't know what that
yeah.
Don't give me plants. If I ever want a plant in a sweepstake, I would hand that right over to somebody else.
Yeah.
If I've been the person at events where they'll have like a centerpiece on the table and then they like tell you like look under. Have you ever been to one of those and then you like look under your plate or your napkin and like whoever has like the colored dot gets the centerpiece?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to events like this? These exist.
Something like that. This is, like something under your chair or something.
Yeah, I found this theme at like banquety type things. And when I have won the centerpiece, I have said, please someone, please dear God,
please take
someone
it.
Take that. Please.
Now,
I do not want, I will kill that plant.
I have just remembered I did win a contest last year. I entered some online contest that was like enter to win a free closet and style makeover from some makeup clothes brand or whatever.
Yeah.
And I entered online thinking like, well, I'm not going to win because that's usually what happens, right? Like you click on something online, you put in your email and it's like, I'm never going to hear about this thing again, but
I mean,
might as well.
Statistically, most of us don't win.
Right. Thank you, Sydney. But then I got a text like 2 weeks later. It was like, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. I'm from this company and you've won a free makeover. Where are you located and where can I meet you to give you your makeover? And I got too scared. I never responded.
I would be too scared too.
I got too scared.
I don't think I would respond to that. I have entered a contest. I don't even know that I'll follow through. I won't win. But even if I did, I don't know that I'd follow through. Mm-hmm. Le Creuset has new Star Wars themed cookware.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to enter to win the chance to
buy
their Tatooine themed Dutch oven.
Wow.
And they're only going to sell 9 of them, but you have to like win the chance to buy it, not to win one.
To
they're
buy
not
it.
Free.
Right.
But they're crazy expensive. And I don't know that I would actually follow through with purchasing it. Cause it just seems like too.
Yeah.
Like that's a lot of money to spend. And I don't know that we can afford a Dutch oven that's quite that pricey.
I
just want to know if I can. Like, I just want to know if I win the chance.
You want someone to tell you that you could buy it if you wanted to.
I just
want to
be able to say, I could have been one of the 9 people who own that, but then I decided it was too expensive, and so I passed it
but
on to the
next know,
person.
But now you know anyone could say that.
But I want to know, like, the cross-section of people that want a high-quality Dutch oven and like Star Wars.
Mm.
Probably higher than you would expect.
That's fair. Everybody likes Star Wars, and most people like a quality Dutch oven.
It's a really beautiful Dutch
oven.
Oh,
I have looked at many a Le Creuset Dutch oven, and I have coveted. I don't think I would covet one more than a Star Wars one, but...
Yeah, I that was, like, the first thing I checked. I was, like, I looked that if you get chosen, and then you decide, why did I sign up for this? This is way too expensive. Can you just say pass? And yes. then they're just like, then they just go on to the next person.
That's good that they don't force you to pay for it.
No, they don't. Well, I mean, I don't know if this is like an auction situation.
That's a good way of getting money, though. Like, now we have a whole bevy of people that are willing to buy this. That's the thing, is that actually all of you are told that you win. And they, that's...
And you have... I have one of nine, and then you realize it's like, no, we made like 900,000 of these suckers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. We took all of your money.
Everybody got one.
Every single one of you paid. It's great. That's a great way to sell things. Like, I have one mojito. All of you pay for it, and maybe one of you will get to get it. It's like, nope, all of you. I'll take all your money.
I've only experienced this contest thing through my children once so far. Charlie got Highlights magazine.
Mm-hmm.
A family member signed her up for it, and it was very sweet. She likes Highlights, and it was mm-hmm. cool to get, you know, you get a magazine, it's got your name on it. That's yeah. very exciting for a little kid. And so in it, like, it had like these scratch off things, and then if you scratched off three B's, you got to like cut them out and then glue them to a little card and mail them back in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would win, and then you would, like, get a tote bag or something.
Yeah.
And so my theory is that everybody had three Bs on there.
Yeah.
Because we did.
Yeah.
Like, the first time. And so we did the whole thing. She was so excited. She won. She won the tote bag. But the thing is, like, in order to get the tote bag, you have to sign up for, like, more Highlights and, mm-hmm. like, some, like, a book program and all this. But, like, the kid, like, Charlie can't read, so she doesn't know. She just right. thinks she's winning a tote bag. But in reality, I had to sign up for, like, all this other stuff to be delivered to the house so that my kid could think she won a tote bag. And it got me thinking, like, is this all, this was all the contest, right? Like, they were all like this. We just didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just getting these free tote bags, but really our parents were getting Highlights for the next 50 years.
Right. Right.
I think that's the only reason that Highlights still exist.
It's fair.
Our dad won a contest once.
Oh, no, Sydney, no.
Oh, he did.
Sydney!
He did.
You tainted the podcast. You ruined it. We can never make another episode. I'm sorry, Sydney. This time period, what? If we ever make another episode between the hours of, 7 and 9 o'clock, I don't know who
you
are.
Oh, wait.
You are not my sister.
I was going to say a different contest. I realize you're referencing the contest, but there's also the other yes. contest. Our dad won stuff often.
What was the other one?
The Aerosmith guitar? Signed guitar. Oh. Our dad yeah. has a guitar that signed by Aerosmith. Yeah.
And he says he's just keeping it until he can sell it for more money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also won when he was a small child. Oh, he got to ride in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with Ronald McDonald and Soupy Day Sales. Parade. He was dressed
Dad
as a small
is
French
there,
boy.
And he's a small French boy.
He got bored. It was a contest at McDonald's, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It was a McDonald's contest, and he won it. First prize was something better. This was second prize.
I think first, if I remember correctly, I was getting this confused with the Super Toy Run, because first and second... He said, like, first place got, like, 10 minutes in the Toys R Us store in New York to grab whatever you could carry.
Yeah, I think it was
and
a
second place
idea.
Was, like, 5 minutes in the Toys R Us toy store in New York, and you could grab whatever
oh,
you could carry.
Was he third place?
And he was third place, which was
a
ride in the Macy's
French
Thanksgiving Day Parade.
In the Macy's Day Parade. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And he was throwing things off the float that he found, like, loose nuts and stuff.
Instead of throwing candy, he was throwing, according to him... There is no evidence of this. He was throwing, like, you know, screws and bolts and stuff at people.
In the crowd. And according to him, a New York City police officer jerked him off the float and said, "Listen, kid, you do that one more time and, I don't know, what is it? I'm going to kick your butt or I'm going to take you to jail
yeah.
or you're out of here."
Yeah.
It changes.
It's different every time.
Yeah. That's what yeah. he says.
I've tried so hard with the advent of the internet to find some sort of old video or picture proof somewhere back in old archives. I mm-hmm. can't find it anywhere. I've tried so hard.
Listeners, if you ever find a picture of Tommy Smurl,
please
on a float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade,
because I'm still
McDonald's
not convinced that it
sales,
happened.
Or we would love to see that.
And if you were ever hit by a nut or a screw while viewing the Macy's Day Parade
yeah.
at in New York City.
Probably what? Like
then this story has been fictional. Please don't sue our dad.
The late 60s.
He was
something.
A child.
Please don't, Please don't sue my daddy.
He was a little boy. He was a little French boy.
My daddy was so small.
The statute of limitations little
small boy making bad choices.
I apologize on behalf of my small French daddy.
Ew. This has been still buffering.
Okay, on that yep. note, thank you, sisters.
I guess.
Spooky and not spooky, sister.
Ooh. Yes.
Spooky and regular.
I still try to be spooky. I got a sweater on.
Are sweaters right? spooky? You cannot see my limbs. Who knows if I have them?
Spooky.
All right. Spooky and sweater.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's our names. Spooky sweater and Sydney.
Like that spooky sweater.
Thank you, listeners. Go to MaximumFun.org. There are so many podcasts there, just like buku podcasts that you would enjoy, and you should listen to them. You should email us at stillbuffering@maximumfun.org if you have thoughts or suggestions or questions or comments or topics or pictures of our dad in the Macy's Thanksgiving
committing
parade.
Crimes
or
committing crimes.
Better yet, tweet that at us.
At Stillbuff.
Please, so we can see it. And thank you to the Novellas for our theme song, Baby Changed Mine.
This has been Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages. I am Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McRoy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
I am a teenager.
And I was too.
I can't believe we taped our podcast with a Macy's Thanksgiving Day crazy story.
There's nothing quite like sailing in the calm international waters on my ship, the SS Biopic.
Avast! It's actually pronounced biopic.
No, you dingus! It's biopic!
Who the hell says that? It's biopic.
Because it's the word for biography and picture.
All right, that is enough. Ahoy, I'm Dave Holmes. I am the host of the rebooted podcast formerly known as International Waters. Designed to resolve petty but persistent arguments like this. How? By pitting two teams of opinionated comedians against each other with trivia and improv games, of course. Winner takes home the right to be right.
What podcast be this?
It's called Troubled Waters, where we disagree to disagree!
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.